is Govern America. Govern America. And all the rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 7th of March, 2015. Nice to have you with us. The chat room is open, chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. And we're looking at the criminal charges right now that are being pressed against Senator Menendez. Did you see this? Robert Menendez now apparently being prosecuted, or at least the Justice Department, and one of the, you know, I thought Eric Holder was leaving. You know, didn't he announce his resignation like a long, long time ago when he was in the midst of a huge scandal? And he just is continuing to kind of hang on there. But they claim that one of the last things he's doing as an attorney general is prosecuting Senator Menendez. And I'm not a supporter of Menendez because I think this guy is also a scumbag, as most congressional people, if not all of them, are. But he does have the distinction, Nancy, of being a huge critic of Obama, which I think is probably the reason why. I mean, it's probably the reason why he's being prosecuted is what I'm getting at. While they're talking about pressing charges for something that I think every single member of Congress is probably guilty of. Here's some of the words that Menendez had to say about Obama in recent days.
Trading convicted spies, including one who was convicted for conspiracy to commit the murder of Americans, for an innocent civilian.
Now, he's talking about the deal that the Obama administration cut in Cuba. He was a huge critic of that. Listen to this.
It is a dangerous precedent. And so it says to others in the world, grab an aid worker and you can negotiate. And so
okay. I think the president's actions have created a challenge for us globally. There is no equivalence between an international aid worker and convicted spies who were found guilty of conspiracy to commit espionage against the United States.
So 2 weeks after the president's announcement, what we see is a continuing repressive dictatorship, and that's not going to change anytime
soon. How furious were you when you found out about this year-long push to get these detainee Alan Gross released, but also more importantly, an agreement to open up relations?
Well, Tanner, it's less about me and whatever lack of information I was given as someone who was both the chairman of the committee and one of the few Cuban Americans in the Senate and on the Democratic side. What it really is about the 10 million people in Cuba who got a bad deal. Because what we did here is we exchanged one innocent American for three convicted Cuban spies, including one that was convicted for conspiracy to commit murder against U.S. citizens who were murdered.
Okay, here's a report from CNN now.
Justice reporter Evan Perez. Evan, what are the allegations here?
Well, Anna, the Attorney General Eric Holder, in one of his final acts before he leaves office, has signed off on prosecutors' requests to bring charges against Senator Robert Menendez. This is a case that's been going on for several years. Prosecutors here in Washington for the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section have been focusing on his relationship with a doctor, an ophthalmologist in Florida, whose name is Solomon Melgen. The focus of this investigation goes back to 2010 and some trips, lavish trips, according to the government, that Dr. Melgen provided to Senator Menendez, along with campaign donations, both to the Democratic Party and to the senator.
Okay, so anyway, he supposedly took money from this Florida doctor and used his office to further the Florida doctor's interests. The point is, which member of Congress doesn't do this? And I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying he's justified in doing this. He's a criminal for doing this. But every single member of Congress does this, as far as I know. Why are they singling him out? I think it's because he's been an outspoken critic of the administration. And this is how they operate. They get something on you, and they'll hold this over your head. If you don't toe the line, you don't go along, then they'll expose you, or they'll kill you, or they'll out you.
Whatever, just like good secret organizations always do.
This is why we have so many perverts in government, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Now, make no mistake about it, pedophiles, perverts of all manner, this is why the government attracts these types, because they want those types in there, because if you're having an affair on your wife, or if you got a fondness for children, you know, you like molesting little boys, whatever, you name it, they can get this on you. And they can use that to expose you. I'm not saying that's the case with this particular senator, but you know, financial transactions, criminal activities, whatever, you name it. This is how government works today. We're dealing with the mob. This is the mafia here at work. And so I just thought I would point that out, because this whole thing smells like a hit piece to me. But anyway, you talked about the Hillary Clinton thing. I don't want to think I want to get into that anymore. You know, speaking of criminals and mafia types, she's another one with her husband. You know, we got the Boston Marathon bombing going on.
You know,
right,
they're so trashy.
Yes, they really are.
You know, it's just amazing. You're right. I mean, the people that, you know, are running this dog and pony show are just trash.
Yeah. Yeah, they realize, but they're very rich trash that have the ability to push whatever agenda they want to push. And that's very problematic for us, who are not trash, but they look at us as the rabble. And but, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when many people don't get involved. You know, I still believe that we can get this back. Now, there are things that we're going to go through as a nation and as an individual people, each one of us. We're going to head into we're already in a depression, but it's going to get worse before it gets better.
If the other side has
their way, we're going to come out, if we come out, those that do come out with the other side are going to be coming out with a lot more controls. I mean, I think some of the things that this, you know what, I think I was going to talk about the Boston Marathon bombing. I think I'm going to go ahead and get into this Deutsche Post DHL thing and this technocracy. I think this is very important. I think, Nancy, the people out there need to hear some of this that I've prepared for them. Deutsche Post, as I said earlier, is a global shipping company. A lot of this globalism are being pushed by multinational corporations and people that head them, because there's a lot of money to be made from it. And so this is one of those companies that benefits from no borders. You know, the less customs restrictions there are, the easier it is for them to ship their goods. So they're all in favor of that. But it goes deeper than that. The people that are involved in these companies are, to me, very scary, because it's almost like, you know, have you ever come across a liar that believes their own lies? I've come across a number of pathological people who get so used to telling lies that they begin to act like they actually believe their own lies. I think there comes a point where they cross that threshold where they began to actually believe their own falsehoods. This is how I see some of these people in these multinational corporations in these positions of power. They have pushed forth an ideology for so long, and they have lied so long, that they have literally turned their soul sour. They have literally gotten to the point where, in their mind, they believe they're telling the truth. This is a promotional video from Deutsche Post DHL. You'll recognize them. They're the ones that drive the big yellow trucks with DHL on them. It turns out, as I said, they're all in on globalization, and they're helping to promote the globalist propaganda. Now, this is a series of videos, a series of scenarios, where they tried to envision what the world would be like in 2050. Listen to this.
We can sense that the world is changing every day. As the leading logistics company worldwide, Deutsche Post DHL is a driver of change. At the same time, numerous factors impact our business, including technology, the environment, and changing social circumstances. Together with renowned experts, we pondered what the future may hold. This is how Logistics 2050 emerged. Join us on our journey into the year 2050. What will influence everyday reality then? To be prepared for the future and make the right decisions, we have to think in alternatives. Let's stretch our imaginations and look ahead.
Are you ready to stretch your imagination, Nancy?
Now, I'm ready, Darren. I'm ready.
They start off with a scenario. You remember the Global 2000 report on population? This is a scenario that sounds very much like it came right out of that report.
2050. Simply breathtaking. Over 9 billion people. Global mass consumption. Climate change is accelerating. The rapid growth of world trade sets the pace for business and the economy. Vast transport networks supply the world with more and more goods. The planet is running hot. Even the systematic exploitation of natural resources cannot satisfy the appetite for growth. Competition for natural resources puts our ecosystems at risk. Are there alternatives?
Okay, first of all, 9 billion people, I think, is a projection. Well, I think it's a stretch. People are having less children than in the past these days, and I don't see that trend reversing anytime soon. The places where there tend to be more people having children are either the extreme rich, the globalists themselves, or the extreme poor who are driven to poverty by the globalists. And the solution they want to enforce upon everybody is mandatory population control. You know, most people think I'm against population control. Let me clarify. I'm all in favor of these scumbag globalists not having children. If anybody should be forced to quit having babies, it should be them. Anyway, they go on to outline the next scenario, which they present as a rosy solution to the first.
2050, a long green period for sustainable thinking and actions. Mega metropolises are centers of progress and pillars of global cooperation.
Pillars!
But global urbanization has its downsides. Rural areas are left behind. Thanks to innovative and more efficient technologies, transport is more sustainable and much faster. For humans and for goods, the world has reinvented itself. We enjoy unlimited interaction and global cooperation. But could things turn out differently?
Okay, now, this is a scenario they call mega efficiency in mega cities. And it's straight out of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. You know, where people are crammed into stack 'em and pack 'em cities. Now, notice how they portray them as centers of progress and pillars of global cooperation. You know, they say the world has reinvented itself. They paint a very bright picture, you know, on these megacities, Nancy. Unfortunately, the reality is far different from the vision, and we're increasingly getting a taste of what that reality will entail. And as a matter of fact, I got a little example. Here's an example of how your mega cities, mega efficiency, stack 'em and pack 'em, global cooperation and reinvention of government. Here's how it's going to work, ladies and gentlemen.
A Missouri girl battling cancer was thrilled to hear a charity wanted to make her one wish come true. She wanted her very own playhouse in her yard.
But then, as reporter Amy Anderson shows you, a neighborhood homeowners association in Raymore, Missouri said, nope. Not allowed.
This is 6-year-old Ella. Her neighbor, Brett Grebel, is one of hundreds, it seems, who want the Stonegate Homeowners Association to change its mind.
I think they need to reconsider.
It looks like an adorable little miniature
playhouse.
Ella's mom says Make-A-Wish contacted them, offering to grant a wish to the 6-year-old girl who's battling a deadly form of cancer. All Ella wants is a playhouse, one that J.E. Dunn was thrilled to design and build, even agreeing to match the shingles to those used on the homes here. But the homeowners association said no. We wanted to know why.
The proposed plan that they've given us is a violation of our covenants.
HOA board president Stacy Bayers didn't want to talk about it, saying the board first wants to talk over the decision some more.
Is it a hard process to just say, you know, I mean, call each other up and go, let's let this one slide because of what it is?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Most people agree Ella and her family are dealing with enough right now. This decision, they say, only adds insult to an already horrific situation.
You live right here. Is it going to bother you to look out your window and see that house back there?
No, no. I want to look out the window and see Ella happy.
Well, I guess they won't be winning any public relations awards anytime soon. But see, here's the thing, Nancy. This is your Sustainable Centers of Progress. Tightly managed, code-enforced megacities. This is what you got to look forward to.
You know, Darren, let me just throw something in here. The TTIP. They have a proposed investment projection or protection chapter in this document that no one's allowed to see, that particularly the inclusion of something called an investor state dispute settlement provision.
Now, Nancy, the TTIP, that's the, isn't that that Transatlantic Partnership Agreement? Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Yes. All right, this section of it, the investor state dispute settlement provision, would give investors exclusive rights to sue states, meaning any nations, when decisions made by public institutions are considered to have a negative impact on their anticipated profits. And so the TTIP is an attempted corporate coup d'etat where big business on both sides of the Atlantic is trying to achieve in secret negotiations what it could not get in national governments, from watering down food safety standards to rolling back regulations. Now, the person who is writing this article, which is posted, by the way, says, if you want your food poisoned even further with the likes of chlorinated chicken, hormone-treated beef, and GMOs, do nothing. If you want Monsanto or Syngenta determining policies in secretive meetings in Brussels, keep doing nothing. If you want Unilever, Kraft, or Nestle determining what is allowed in your food, or water, I should say, do nothing. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's all tied in with the same thing. You know, you know, I cannot help but think when I'm listening to this, too, when they dare to even discuss the environment that they have absolutely destroyed. I'm sorry, Darren. You and I haven't destroyed the environment.
No, they have. They're the ones that are the drivers of the Industrial Revolution.
So
the
absolutely.
Ones, you know.
The profit-based.
Yeah, they profited
now, you know,
from both sides
of
it.
The national profits weren't enough for these scumbags. Now they want everything that the world has to offer. And
by the way,
audacity to blame us.
I want to say to the to Trey at the network, I'm getting multiple reports from people in the chat room that they've lost the sound. So I don't know if the streams are down, but it looks like almost unanimous, if it's not unanimous in the chat room, that they're not getting audio. So I don't know what's going on, but apparently we're having problems there. So we're going to keep going anyway, just wanted to let you know that. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to take the time out here, and we'll continue on the other side of the break. This is Government America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in a moment.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think I see any point in continuing the show until we get the streams back up, because really we don't have anybody listening. So, yeah, it's archiving, but are we going to be able to get those back up? Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. Well, Nancy, we'll just have a conversation here. That's what we do anyway on the show. This mega cities, mega efficiency is pretty draconian. You know, the Sandy Hook thing too is come out this past week, and looking through this thing is really
dead. You know, Darren, they're the ones who brought people from agriculture into the cities. And then they're the ones who planned the suburbs and built the automobiles. So everybody moved out and they became mobile. And now they're the ones who have come up with a new plan just so they have something to do. to bring us all back into these mega cities, because they want all the land, they want all the wealth, they want the natural resources that they can, so they can continue to exploit and destroy the land and all the natural resources. And you know, we have been hopping to this tune for too long. We know that they're criminals. We know that they break their own laws. We know that they're above the law. That's absolutely how they perceive themselves to be. And you know, something has to be done.
Yeah, something has to be done, that's for sure. But will the people do it, you know? I'll tell you what, it looks like I'm still getting the red X on the stream, so I'm gonna go ahead and play some music so that when it comes back up, we'll just continue the show when it comes back up.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and kill that, and we'll launch this.
I am the unknown soldier. Some call me MIA. Some say I can't go home again. Some say I chose to stay. I am the unknown soldier who you refuse to know, a brother and a friend of yours who left so long ago. Some call me POW, the one they left behind. I am the unknown soldier, the one they never tried to find. I'm the one they never tried to find. I'm a farmer from Missouri, the soldier from St. Paul. I was the hero of my family, and still my picture's upon their wall. I'm a poet and a scholar, and the boy who lived next door. I am the unknown soldier. I was someone's loving daddy. I was someone's pride and joy. I was someone's tender lover, a worried mama's a little boy. And if you should just forget me here, then should I forget you too? Please won't you try to bring me home? For I'm someone who belongs to you. I'm still someone who belongs to you. I am the unknown soldier with no more tears to shed. I'm just a fading memory, a part of the living dead. My country has betrayed me, yet I have forgiven.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated. Welcome back to Covering America. Thanks to Trey at the network for his diligence and getting us back up. I don't know what's going on with these technical snafus, but we're still here, we're still standing, and we're still going strong. Anyway, before the break, we were discussing this situation with this multinational corporations, the big giant behemoths that are pushing the drive to globalization. And I probably should step this thing up here before we're taken back down again. We had played a clip from the 6-year-old who was denied the wish by the homeowners association. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, this is what they call progress. You know, everything is going to be tightly managed, code enforced, and highly restrictive. Every single aspect of your life will be controlled under Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. This is the future that everyone in the world has to look forward to, unless these characters are stopped. And how do you stop it? You stop it on a local level. It's being driven on a global level. It's being driven by the federal family, as they call themselves. But it can be stopped on a local level. That's why they say, the other side says, think globally, act locally, because they understand that local action is what really gets the job done. You can look at this big picture and say, well, you know, it seems so overwhelming. And yeah, it does seem overwhelming. But that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we have to keep in mind there are more of us than there are of them. How is it that the smallest 1% of the entire world's population can control the other 99%? If we ever realize the power that we have, we would throw them for a loop. Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, and the other thing, too, when it comes to the local level, let me give you a tip. Quit electing, hiring, voting for the richest people in your communities. Get yourselves in on local councils. Get yourselves together in your local communities so that the people who are of the wealthy classes who are following this thing hook, line, and sinker and making more money for themselves in doing so, stop, you know, putting Agenda 21, you know, into your communities.
Yeah.
You got to do the work, folks. That's the bottom line.
Well, and there's strength in numbers. That's the important thing to keep in mind. Whenever you feel like it's hopeless, whenever you feel like it's overwhelmed, you just have to understand we need more people. You say, well, they don't listen to us. That's because there's not enough people. You know, that's why educating your people in your community is so important.
Yeah.
You know, and I encourage people, you know, utilize the media outlets that you have, billboards, radio, TV. People would be surprised at how effective, you know, I used to work for commercial television stations. For many, many years, much of my career I spent working with NBC-affiliated or CBS-affiliated stations. And you'd be surprised how you can buy ads, run off schedule, relatively cheap. I mean, you know, it might cost you $50 for a 30 or $100 for a 30, but you're reaching thousands of people with that ad. Now, you're not going to buy something in prime time, probably, but you might. But, you know, there you'd probably be spending like $500 or $1,000, depending. It just depends on the night and how highly rated that night is. But I mean, even if you just bought ads on the overnight, sometimes you can get those things as cheap as $5 or $10 a pop.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's you know, a couple thousand people probably watching at any given time. So then you're looking at just production costs at getting an ad together. So there's an idea for somebody out there who might have a little money and wonder what to do. Put an ad together, make it action-packed. I mean, you know, make it very clear, to the point, succinct, something that is not too complicated, and explain Agenda 21 in 30 seconds or less. You know, or you could buy a minute, but you're going to pay more for that. The point is that here's a way you can get the message out to hundreds, maybe even thousands of people in a short period of time. And if you can go in with some other folks and raise some money, folks, television advertising isn't an insurmountable thing. And there's enough TV stations out there that'll take your money. And if they won't, well, then you can run during a federal election season as a federal candidate. Then they have to take your money. Because it's the law. They can't censor your ad. In that case, you can say anything you want in that case. I'm just throwing out ideas, folks, for solutions. Things that you can do. We are not without power. We are not without options. We are not without things that we can do. But sitting around whining about the problem, now what we're doing here is trying to educate people as to what the problems are and what they're up against. And there's a certain amount of that that has to happen. But we also want to push solutions. And there are solutions. You know, different people, you know, I used to write a lot more with news, with views. And it seems like whenever I would write an article, I'd get some kind of message back from one or two people. No matter what kind of article you put across, somebody always comes back with, "Well, all you do is complain about the problem. You don't have any solution." You know, I finally got to where I just started telling these people off. Because why is it my job to come up with a solution for you? I don't know what your talents are. I don't know what you're capable of doing. Different people are, everyone's an individual. Each person has their own talents. Each person has their own skills. Each person has their own opportunities. There are different money levels in each individual. Why is it my, and this really goes to the heart of really why we're here in the first place, in my opinion.
Yes, it does.
Because everyone's a follower. I don't want you following me. Don't follow me. You know, listen to the broadcast, sure. Take from it what you will or what you can, sure. But I don't want a follower. I want you to be your own leaders. I want you to stand up and lead for yourself. Direct your own household. Direct your own life. Take charge of your own destiny. This is what we need in America, a pioneering attitude, a pioneering spirit, the spirit of freedom to stand up and push forward and do what you can. You're not going to do it by looking for some leader. This is the problem I had with the Ron Paul crowd. One of the many problems I had with the Ron Paul crowd. Oh, we need Ron Paul. Oh, Ron Paul's going to lead us. Oh, he's going to take us where we need to go. Hogwash,
exactly.
Ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
We need you.
It's a false hope. A false hope. Quit looking for leaders to follow. Be your own leader.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah. This is how we got into this mess in the first place. All right, I got to get back to Deutsche Post DHL. They go on to talk about the stark difference. Notice the stark difference in tone. They begin to talk about something called paralyzing protectionism, Nancy. This is, you know, they go from this hopeful mega city, mega efficiency thing. Oh, with everything's bright, everything's hopeful. And now the tone changes when they're talking about that evil protectionism. You hear the scary music?
...2050. Gloomy prospects.
Gloomy!
Nationalism dominates, and globalization is a thing of the past. Everywhere, borders are reimposed. Trade is restricted to regional blocks. Mutual mistrust leads to high customs barriers. Stagnation is the norm. International exchange has come to a standstill. Conflicts over natural resources are a daily occurrence. Will the future take us back to the past?
Okay, I'm going to break this clip down here part by part because I think this is important. The first thing you needed to know is the dark monochrome. You know, they took all the color out of the picture. You know, and so the picture becomes monochrome, only one color. And, you know, as they talk about national sovereignty, and they're talking about nationhood dominates. Did you notice the police siren at the beginning, Nancy? Notice, I'm going to play that first part again. Notice where the police siren comes in.
2050, gloomy prospects. Nationalism dominates, and globalization is a thing of the past.
Nationalism dominates, and then you hear a police siren come in. You know, this is a subliminal message that national sovereignty and protectionism are going to increase crime. In fact, the opposite is true. The more globalization schemes that we've had taken root, less jobs we've had, and the poorer the average person becomes. And you know, as people become poorer, crime naturally skyrockets.
Well, this is like the perfect example of marketing-based propaganda.
Totally, absolutely.
I mean, but unbelievable.
The subtlety of the sound effect of a siren connected with the words nationhood dominates, it's designed to cause this association in your mind. You know, it's just like it's playing upon the subconscious mind. You know, that hey, nationhood equates to a crime and chaos in the streets. This is not by accident, folks. This is completely, you know, intentional, and it, you know, it's social engineering. You can call it programming, whatever you call it. It's a form of mind control. As Nancy said, yep. It's propaganda. Total propaganda. So they go on to talk about mutual mistrust.
Everywhere, borders are reimposed. Trade is restricted to regional blocks. Mutual mistrust leads to high customs barriers.
Now, as they're saying these words, mutual mistrust, high customs barriers, they're showing two security guards with a tablet performing security checks on a man. Again, this is a very sophisticated attempt to get the viewer to associate the words high customs barriers with the police state. Homeland security, domestic surveillance, all of those negative connotations, those things that the entire images conjure up. Of course, high customs barriers, it's a good thing. That's where you want your security, is at the border. Since it's the intention of border security, you know, you want to enforce the integrity of our borders, and thereby protecting national security. But they painted
why is ISIS in the United States? Because we didn't protect our borders, now did we?
Well, that's what they claim anyway, that ISIS is in the United States. You know, folks, ISIS is a construct of our intelligence agencies. Really, more accurately, more, you know, the Israeli Mossad really is behind ISIS. But of course, the United States government's right there, too, funding them and supplying them with weapons.
Funding them and giving them supplies.
And let's not forget the Toyota trucks with the plumbing logos on the side that somehow make their way over there. Isn't that interesting? Sorry, I keep coming back to that. But that's one of the most damning pieces of evidence, and I'm surprised more people aren't talking about it. But anyway, this next part continues.
Stagnation is the norm. International exchange has come to a standstill.
Okay. Now, stagnation is the norm. You got to be kidding me. Protectionism, as it's being called by the globalists who want to kill it, does not mean stagnation and a lack of international exchange. We've always had these trade, you know, before NAFTA and GATT, CAFTA, and these other job-killing agreements come along, we've always had international trade. We weren't stagnant. We were strong. We had a strong economy. The American people had jobs. They produced some of the best products in the world. Our country was the envy of the world. Not so much anymore.
Yep.
Now we're either the laughing stock of the world or we're hated.
Or the most hated.
Yep. Or both. And globalism, ladies and gentlemen, is to blame for all of that.
Conflicts over natural resources are a daily occurrence.
Okay, conflicts over natural resources have nothing to do with nationhood or protectionism. And they won't be fixed by globalization either, by the way. Nations have worked together in the past to solve problems with regard to natural resources, and there's no reason why they can't continue to do that. Globalism doesn't mean that there won't be conflicts over any, you know, natural resources or anything else. It especially doesn't mean an end to wars. You know, what's interesting, Nancy, is if you read the Charter of the United Nations, the whole given reason that organization was founded to begin with was to save the world from the scourge of war.
Yeah.
Now, how's that working out for everyone?
Yeah.
Peacekeeping organization.
Globally.
Yeah, since this peacekeeping organization was founding, all we've had is one war right after another. And in every case, it's caused by the meddling of globalist scumbags who claim they want peace. Anyway, they conclude this with the final question.
Will the future take us back to the past?
So there you go, everybody. Will the future take us back? In other words, if you're not on board with a new hip globalist agenda, well, then you're a stick in the mud. You're a Neanderthal. You're like caveman that never evolved. You know, Anyway, speaking of...
You need to enjoy your suffering, slaves.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing.
You should
be
happy.
This is DHL, the shipping company, for heaven's sake. I'm just floored at how blatant and in-your-face the propaganda has become. You know, portraying nationhood, national sovereignty, a strong country, as being something of a threat, something
now
dangerous.
Now you can see plainly how fascism rules the global system.
Exactly. All right, we got to take the point here.
There you see a corporation manipulating you to this extent.
Yeah.
Telling you
all right,
what
let's take
to
the break.
Think.
We'll be back in a moment. This is Government America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay with us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
All right, we're in the home stretch of this hour. One more hour to go here as Government America continues. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, we had a presentation, speaking of the world in 2050. This transhumanist guy, Peter Diamandis, I think is how you pronounce his last name. He got up and spoke at a presentation. He gave a presentation before a bunch of governmental leaders at the United Arab Emirates. about singularity and what the world would be like in 2050. I think some of what he had to say was worth noting, Nancy. This is, again, Peter Diamandis. He is the co-founder of Singularity University, and he's talking about what singularity really means.
The rate at which computers are getting faster is independent of what's going on in the world. We're using faster computers to build faster computers. And if that goes on, here is what you see. The microprocessor driving this presentation is a circa 2010 Intel processor. It calculates at 100 billion calculations per second, 10 to the 11 cycles per second. It's just a number. It also happens to be more computing power than the U.S. government had in the 80s, right? 9 years from now, in 2023, the average computer you can go and buy for $1,000 will be calculating at 10 to the 16th cycles per second. Which, again, is just a number, but if you speak to someone who studies the brain, they will tell you that's the rate at which your brain and my brain thinks. It's the rate at which your brain does visual and auditory pattern recognition. So what happens when $1,000 9 years from now can buy you the capacity of the human mind to think? But it doesn't stop there because, you know, another 25 years later, now the average $1,000 is buying you the rate of the entire human race. Now your kids' homework gets really easy. So what we're seeing is that faster computers and cheaper computers are now driving a whole array of technologies. They're driving ubiquitous networks, sensors, AI, robotics, 3D printing, and so forth. And I want to share some insights along the way as I'm speaking about this. The first insight I want to share is that the only constant is change. And the rate of change is increasing. Technological convergence is going to lead to unexpected results. It's not enough to just say computers are getting faster. It's the fact that computers and AI and robotics and 3D printing and all these technologies are coming together and converging to change the world. This is the work that we do in Singularity University, and it's the realization that today an entrepreneur with access to this power, to these kinds of technologies, literally has more capabilities than governments, the largest corporations had just a couple of decades ago.
Okay, now he goes on to talk about artificial intelligence, and I don't have time to play that clip in this hour, but I can't help but wonder, Nancy, who he's really giving this presentation for. Who is all this technology meant to be for? Because as millions of people are increasingly made obsolete, humanity will become obsolete if what he says is going to happen really happens.
Yep.
What are the plans for the rest of us? You know, he talks about how some of the stuff that he says we can do more important things, we can focus on more important things. What are these more important things? And who is this we? I think these are questions that, because we couple, you know, that's one thing these transhumanists, I learned years ago when I first learned of them, which I think was around somewhere around 2004, 2005, I think is where I first learned of this movement. These people tend to be paint a very rosy picture. They tend to be very optimistic, very Pollyanna about technology. But the reality of coupling this with the United Nations Agenda 21, the depopulation, I think the reality is much worse than the rosy picture they're painting. All right, stay with us. Hour 3 is straight ahead. With finance.